Tessayin Tammuz, Friday the 19th of July, Rabbi Yisrael Faust, Nevuas Moshe Ubilom, The Difference and Similarities.
This week's parasha in Chutz Loretz Al Kaponim. Not for us who come from Eretz Yisrael, but in Chutz Loretz is Parshas Bolok, and we all know about Bilam wanting to go, being called by Bolok to curse Klal Yisrael. And Rabbi Hashem saying to him, Loi Seilech Imoim, Loi Soir Esaom, do not go with them, do not curse the nation. Ki Boruch Hu, because they are blessed. Rashi brings down Moshel, a Moshel which one says Shoimrim, and there are two Girsois in Rashi. One Girsa in Rashi is Moshel Oimrim LeDvoiro, but there is a Girsa in Rashi Moshel Oimrim LeTziro. Loi Mi Tuvshach VeLoi Mi Uktzach. I do not need or want your honey, and I do not require or want to accept your sting. Nisht von Eier Drash, Nisht Eier Uketz. And the question is raised in some of the Meforshim, why Rashi, according to this one Gisa, chose the Tziro over the Dvoiro. Generally, Dvash, definitely that which is fit for human consumption, generally comes from the Dvoiro, not from the Tziro. And here, according to one Gisa in Rashi, Rashi chose the word Moshel Oimrim. It's a Moshel which says specifically to the Tziro. Loi mi duvshach, v'loi mi uchtzach. What's that as the Tziro? Tziro in English, I think, is a hornet. Correct. Now, there's a Gemara, the Maskel Adovid says on that a very, very interesting chart. There's a Gemara in Chorius, where the Gemara in Chorius discusses the din of Yoytze min atomi. We know the klal is that something which comes out of a tomi diga behema is osa v'achila. Not just the actual tomi diga behema, but something which comes out of the tomi diga behema, such as the dam or other things which are emitted from the Tomei de Behema, even though it's not the actual Tomei de Behema. No. Then it's Cholov Gmalim, Otsa Ba'achila, something which comes out of the Tomei de Behema. Chazal say a klal, Kol Ayoytze Min HaTomei Tomei. And the question is discussed in the Gemara Mechayas, what's the halacha? Why is Dvash from a Dvoira also? A Dvoira is a Sheretz, which is also. Why is Dvash from a Dvoira Muta? Hare Dvoiro is a Dvash. Hare Dvash from a Dvoiro. Dvoiro is Lachira Sheketz, or Sheretz, which is Tomei Ba'achila, and also Ba'achila. And thereby, Ba'alpi the Klal from Kol Ayoitzim and Atomei. Tomei will Gedav Zayn that the Dvash from a Dvoiro should be Osa and should not be Mutav. The Gemara state Dotten, the reason why Dvash Dvoiro is Mutav Ba'achila is Bipnei Shemachnises Oysun Legufon, the Eina Mamatzes Oysun Legufon. The Dvash takes the, I think in English the word is the pollen from the flower, and there's a process whereby it goes through its body and gets transformed from that into dvash. But it's just the process of going through. It doesn't add actually anything from its own goof. When is the klal of kol ayoytzim min atomei? When the thing is given, added, instilled into the yoytze something at some level from the goof ha-dovah through which it's going. But this is just a process whereby it goes through the actual Dvoira, and nothing is actually added or changed into it from the actual Dvoira, and therefore the halacha is that the Dvash Dvoira remains mutan. And that's the reason why, according to one mandoma in the Gemara al-Tolponim, the other mandoma says that it's a Xer Sakotov, why Dvash is mutan. That's the reason why which the Gemara brings. So why then is the Dvash of the Tziro Osa Ba'achila? It's not 100% clear the Gemara, but there definitely is one school of thought which considers that the reason the Hevdil between the Dvash of the Dvoiro and the Dvash of the Tziro is such that by the Dvash of the Dvoiro it's Taka Zoi, that it's a process whereby it goes through its body and nothing is actually added from the Dvoiro, whereby the Dvash Tziro is different. The Dvash Tziro, it doesn't just go through, it's not just Machnisa Zoi Selegufo, sorry, it also mematzes oisa. It gives something out. It squeezes literally something out from itself and puts it into that dvash. And that's the difference between the dvash dvoira and the dvash tziro. Look, the maskel adovid, According to the other Maldom in the Gemara comes along and says that the hevdel between Dvash Dvoira and Dvash Tira is that Dvash Dvoira is termed Dvash Stoma. When we speak about regular honey, we speak about Dvash Dvoira. We don't say Dvash Dvoira. Dvash Stam is Dvash Dvoira. Whereas Dvash Tira, Shtet Nigamara, Yesh Lashem Levai, it has a name with it. It's not just called regular Dvash, it's called Dvash Tira. But Al Kolbonim, we see that the hevdel between the Dvash Dvoira and the Dvash Tira is that the Dvash Tira has a kesher and a shaykhes, and maybe is even nismatzer from the guf, hatzira, from the hornet. Whereas the Dvash Dvoira is undiluted, is by itself. The Dvoira actually is the vehicle through which the Dvash goes, but does not instill or add or has a shem, have any level of Shem Levi to that Dvash. Zog de maske ledovid, the moshel we say to Bilam is, your Dvash, your brochas, are not the Dvash of a Dvoira. It's not just that you are a conduit, a vehicle through which the Dvar Hashem has gone through and has given us a brocha. Your Dvash is a Dvash from Atzira. You add from yourself to that Dvash. The ukets, the sting, lays in the actual Dvash. Dvash from a Dvoira we wouldn't mind to receive from you. Of a daim dvash is dvash tziro. Moshe loimrim le tziro loimi duvshach ve loimi uptach. I do not want your dvash tziro because your dvash has the uketz in it, has a part of the actual tziro and has a shem levai from the tziro. As we see, the halacha is that it's osa b'achila, and that's the moshe which Rashi specifies. The moshe, the reason why we didn't want, why the Rabbeinu Shem at stage number one told Bilam, I do not want you to go and bless Klal Yisrael, because thine dvash is a dvash from Atziro, and of them is the Amoshel Oimrim Letziro, Loi Mitufshach, and Loi
Mi'ukzer. We're still using all his
brokers. Oh, that was, I said, I was careful, and I said at stage number one, the Rabbeinu Shalom said it, and Loi Seyri Chimoel, we see that at the end of the day, the Rabbeinu Shalom did allow him to go, and the Rechaim HaKodesh comes along and poses this question, the question you've asked. We came along, we said to Bilam, we do not want your brochas. She says, Moshe Loimim Letziro, Loimim Dufshach, Loimim Uktach, as the Maskel Adovet so beautifully explained. And at the end, the Rabbi Shalom did let him go. And Rabbi Rechaim HaKodesh says a very, very strong Loshen, which if not for the Rechaim HaKodesh, it would be difficult even to say it over. Rechaim says, Heich Dibei HaKodesh Baruch Hu, how could the Dvar Hashem have come out Mipi Oiso Chazir? Rechaim calls him a chazir, literally the most derogatory kemat loshen that one can call somebody. Dr. Rechaim, Eich kibbe, how could the word of Hashem come out of ois mipi, ois a chazir? Dr. Rechaim, an interesting shot in Posuk state, by Yosem Hashem dovo befi Bilam. The Rebbeinu Shalom put a thing in the mouth of Bilam. What's that dovo which the Rebbeinu Shalom put befi Bilam? Dr. Rechaim, the Rebbeinu Shalom put like a mechitza, like a wall, literally, a pipe in the mouth of Bilam. That was the dovo which the Rebbeinu Shem put, so that the Dvar Hashem should be able to come out of the pi Bilam, completely disconnected from the person, and that's the dovo which the Rebbeinu Shem put. So even though lechatchila we didn't want his brochas because of the moshel oirim etzira, the Rebbeinu Shem at the end came along and put the dovo Befi Bilam, and through that dovo, through that conduit, through that pipe, the Rebbeinu Shalom spoke today to disconnect the nevuah which came out of Bilam from the person. And I'd like a little bit to discuss Bariches and to say over a very beautiful biur, Shulei Diskin, which has a shaykhes to this Indian which the Maskel Adovit touched upon. We know, Chazal say, Loikom b'Yisrael oid novi k'moyshe. In Klal Yisrael, there was never ever such a Novi as Moshe Rabbeinu. Zogun Chazal, B'Yisrael loikom, aval ba'umo yisoyinam kor. Even though B'Yisrael there never has been, and never will be, a Novi at the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, aval ba'umo yisoyinam, by Goyim, yes, Bilam's Nebuah was at the same level as the Nebuah's Moshe Rabbeinu. Mavil al arayim, Bilam Arosha, the Rechaim calls him Oisei Chazir. And we know the Rebbeinu Shalom gave him a level of Nebuah which was similar to the level of Nebuah that Moshe Rabbeinu had. In what way was this level of Nebuah similar to the level of Nebuah of Moshe Rabbeinu? And how and why was Bilam given that level of nevuah which was doing it to Moshe Rabbeinu. So we know that Chazal say today that the Umas Oyelim shouldn't have a pischan peh, an excuse. Therefore, the Rebbeinu gave them a novi which was on par with Moshe Rabbeinu. But still, that explained it to some extent. But still, how can it be? And at what level was nevuah's bilam doing it to nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu more than all our other big nevi'im, Yeshaya, Cheskel, Yoel, and other great nevi'im that we have? Bilam was a level above them. He was on par with the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Zoktim sholei diskin of them, I'm reading about, he says, we know the nevuah's Moshe Rabbeinu was choluk, was not similar, was different to the nevuah of any other novi. Chazal say that Moshe Rabbeinu was like a spaklaria hami'iro, like something which is clear, see-through glass, and every other novi was like a spaklaria she'ena mihiro, like we look at frosted glass, a little hazy, a little unclear, not 100% clear, the Nebuah, the way it was given over, and that was the hevdel, the difference between Nebuah's Moshe Rabbeinu and between Nebuah's Bilam. Zukta, Shorlei Diskin, as the Pshat is Azoi. By Moshe Rabbeinu, there was a concept of Shechina, Medaberes, Mitoich Greinai. Moshe Rabbeinu was a vehicle through which the Rabbeinu Shlom spoke, but it was Nebuah's Hashem completely undiluted, completely disconnected. Ki'ilu the Rabbeinu Shlom was speaking not through a person, Ki'ilu the Rabbeinu Shlom was speaking directly to Klal Yisrael. Whereas all the other Nevi'im, even though the Dvar Hashem went through them, but it had some shaykhas and some influence, as we'll see in Mefurash and Gemara soon, from the person. And that's the reason, Zokhtu B'Sholei, why Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu became part of Torah. When Moshe Rabbeinu said Nevuah, it became part of Torah because it was the Dvar Hashem which was Torah. Lo yikeinu the Nevuah of the other Nevi'im, even though it was part of Novi, but it wasn't part of Torah. Because that Nevuah had a kesher and a shaychas to the person who said the Nevuah, and therefore it wasn't completely and only Dvar Hashem undiluted, and therefore it didn't become Torah. Reb Shulayb explains further. That's the reason why. First, Reb Shulayb says, "I'll bring you a raya, a proof to what I'm saying, that the nevuah of all the other nevi'im had a shaychus to the person, was influenced by the person, by the novi who came along and said." Before we say the raya, which is a Gemara Mufaresh, as a Megillah, we'll say the hezbe. The hezbe is that Moshe Rabbeinu was isha lekim. Moshe Rabbeinu's goof. Gashmis Digaguf wasn't a steer, wasn't a contradiction at all to Dvar Hashem. Chazal say Moshe Rabbeinu was mechetzio lemala, from halfway up, kemalach mamish, and the Torah calls him Isho Elikim. And therefore the Nebuah was able to go through him, completely not affected, completely not influenced by the person, because the person, the Guf, wasn't a contradiction at all to Dvar Hashem. But every other Novi wasn't at that level. Every other Novi did have a shaykhaz to Guf Gashmi, and therefore when the Nebuah went through, it couldn't go through just at the level of Shechina Medaberes Mitoich Greinai Mamish, and it was influenced at some level by who and what the person was. Zok the Reb Shulayb, Bazoi State, the Gemara in Megillah, Ba'if and Mefurish, the very famous Gemara. The Gemara comes along and discusses the Nebuah of the Chorban. The Nebuah of the Chorban was given in a sefer, and that sefer was sent to Yeshaya and Yoshio HaMelech. At that time of the Chorban, state in the Gemara, went to Chulda HaNeviah, who was a Neviah, to receive the Nebuah Hashem and the Hezbe, the explanation and the understanding of the Nebuah, which would be the Nebuah of the culmination of the Chorban, of which the 3 weeks are soon going to begin, culminating in Tisha B'Av. That was explained and said by Chulda Nebuah. Frank the Gemara Azar Shaila. Frank the Gemara, why Yoshio Gufe, Frank the Gemara, Yoshio himself, Heicha Shovig Yermi. The Gemara explained that even though Chulda was Krivas Yermiyo, however, Chulda was a relative of Yermiyo, and therefore Yermiyo was not makpid on her. He didn't get upset that she was the one who came and said the Nebuah on this Chorban. But Yoshio Gufe, Yoshio himself, Frek the Gemara, how did he leave Yeshaya and go to ask Chulda? Why didn't he go to Yeshaya to ask him the explanation? Yermiyo, sorry. Why didn't he go to Yermiyo and ask him the explanation and the Nebuah of the Chorban? Why did he put Yirmiyo aside and go to Chulda Hanavil? The Gemara is Shleit Hazoi. Yishyo Guf Echashov Yirmiyo Mishadah Legabo and go to Chulda Hanavil. Omra de Beir Pshila. Omra de Beir Pshila. In Reb Shila, from Reb Shila, they said that the Pshat is Mipnei Shehanoshim Rachmoni Yosheim. Since women by nature are more compassionate than men, therefore Yoshio wanted to hear the Nevuas Achoven not from Yermio, who was a man, but from Chulda, who was a woman, because she was more compassionate. What does her level of Rachmonis, of compassion, have to do with the Nevuah which they were going to hear, which Yoshio was going to hear from Chulda? Hare Anovi wasn't allowed to change. He wasn't allowed to, it was a very gedoyle for a novi to withhold or to change nebuah. So what has it got to do with her being a rachmonius, a compassionate person in the nebuah sachom? So from this Gemara we can see that the nebuah was influenced and it was brought down to this world with the, under the influence and the hashvah of the person who said the nebuah. And if the person who said the nebuah was a rachman, then the nevuah was brought down by Eifen Rachman Yosef. And if the person who said the nevuah was lacking in the middle of Rachmanas, then the nevuah was brought down and came in a more harsh manner, and that's the way it was brought down and poiled in this world. Those state Mefurash in the Gemara. And Amela is up there that that's the difference between every Novi and Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah had was not influenced at all from the person. It was Shechina Medaberes Mitoch Groina, undiluted, without any other external influence at all. Masha'inkin, the other Nevi'im, they were influenced. The Nevuah was influenced by the person who said the Nevuah. Were this Nevuah of Bilam, which is part of Torah, which Kal Yisrael start their davening every single morning with, Ma Toivu Elecho Yaakov Mishkan Asecha Yisrael, were this Nevuah of Bilam to have come down to this world through Bilam in the way that the Nebuah came down from every other single Novi, without the Maila of Shechina Medaberes Mitoich Grimei, without that proverbial Mechitza, that Dovo, which the Rabbeinu Shem put Befi Bilam, which caused it to be undilutedly Shechina Medaberes Mitoich Grimei, Dvar Hashem, Bibchinas Moshe Rabbeinu Mamish. But were it to have come down like a regular Novi said Nebuah, then that Nebuah would have been influenced by the person who said that Nebuah. And the person who said that Nebuah, as we know, the Mishnah and others tells us, his Midas Gruis, his Ayin Loitoivo, his Nefesh Rechovo, all the Midas which Mitalmidov Shel Avraham Avinu, then the Midas HaToivos, and the Talmidov Shel Bilam HaRosha, are the Midas HaGruis, his Ayin Loitoiva, which he looked at Klal Yisrael. Were the Nebuah to have come through him and be influenced by him, then the Nebuah would have done tremendous nezek to Klal Yisrael, because that's the way it would have come down. So kedei that the Rabbeinu Shalom should allow this Nebuah to come to the world without any influence from Bilam himself, Rabbeinu Shalom had to elevate this Nebuah to the level of Nebuah's Moshe Rabbeinu Mamish. The Rabbeinu Shem had to make it Shechina Medaberes Mitoch Groinoi. And he did that by that Dovo, by that proverbial Dovo, Befi Bilam, which allowed the Nebuah to go through Bilam and out and come down to this world. K'moy Nebuah's Moshe Rabbeinu, so that that Nebuah should be not, have absolutely zero influence from the Chazir Bilam, who was saying that Nebuah. And that's how that Nebuah could come down to this world, kechelik shel Torah, and be poiled by Klal Yisrael, the brocha that it had to and was supposed to be poiled. We find in last week's parsha the inyan of Shechina Medaberes Mitoich Roinoi as well by Moshe Rabbeinu. The Meshech Chochmer, Meir Simcha HaKoyen Mitvin, says a very interesting pshat. Rabbeinu Shem told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Bidibarto el haselah, you should speak to the stone." Instead, Moshe Rabbeinu went and he took his mater and he hit the stone. And the Rabbeinu Shem said, "Lo yamantim bi lahavisheni, you weren't mekadosh Shem Shemayim. In fact, you were goyim a chisorin in kiddush Hashem. Lochein lo yisoviu, you will not be able to bring Klal Yisrael." It always bothered me, and I found this question in Rabbeinu Bachaya, keilu that if Moshe Rabbeinu would have spoken to the stone and the stone would have listened, that would have been unbelievable. That would have been a muridik kiddush Hashem. Because Moshe Rabbeinu took a stick and hit the stone, of course, you hit the stone, that's why the water came out. Is there any difference to a stone? Is the level of the nest any different if the stone was hit or spoken by? Hare, stones don't usually react not to a stick and not to a word of mouth. So what chisaron was there in Moshe Rabbeinu hitting the stone as opposed to speaking to the stone? Und die Kasha bei Gefrenk Rabbeinu Bachaya brings this Kasha because of that he doich a perish Rashi. Rabbeinu Bachaya's loshen is v'chishovehu, it is the same etzel asela hako oidibu. Yeah, what's the Kiddush Hashem? So we're asked, the Rabbeinu Bachaya asks the Kasha on Rashi. He brings that Rashi and he asks the Kasha on Rashi. The Kiddush Hashem is because the stone, you would have said, the stone was spoken to and he listened. So zicha, we have to kilu. If the stone would have been hit, so then we say, no, he was only hit. That's why he had to do it. Look, Rabbeinu Bachaya, but the stone makes no difference to him. For us, it makes a difference if we're spoken to, if we're hit. But the lesson that could be learned from the stone would be shoveh, would be the same if the stone would be hit or the stone would be spoken to. The loshon of Rabbeinu Bachaya is v'chishovehu eitzel asela hakor oidibu. Look, Rabbeinu Simcha Meshach Chochma, very interesting shot. Meshach Chochma says when Moshe Rabbeinu spoke, it wasn't like a regular person speaking. Every word that Moshe Rabbeinu said in where he feared Oyse Dvar Hashem, he gave in Shechina Medaberes Mitoich Kroinen. When the Moshe Rabbeinu would come in and speak to the Sela, it wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu speaking to the Sela. It was Shechina Medaberes Mitoich Kroinen speaking to the Sela. We know there was a very interesting phenomenon which we find when Moshe Rabbeinu spoke Nevuas Hashem, state in Posu, V'chol Om Royim Es HaKoylois. Usually we can only hear something with a sense of our ears. We cannot see something which is spoken. But the Shechina Medaberes Mitoich Kroinen which Moshe Rabbeinu had was so powerful and so intense that it was able not just to be heard, but it was able also to be seen by Klal Yisrael. The difference of the Meshech Chochma, if Moshe Rabbeinu would have spoken to the stone, or Moshe Rabbeinu would have hit the stone, was that when Moshe Rabbeinu hit the stone, and everybody would know about that it's the Koyach of the Rabbeinu Shalom who is being poiled in this stone, b'yidia, but they wouldn't have actually seen it with their eyes. Had Moshe Rabbeinu have spoken to the stone with his koyach of Shechina Medaberes Mitoich Kroinen, and Klal Yisrael would have been Royim Es HaKoylois, as Klal Yisrael saw the Shechina Medaberes Mitoich Kroinen from Moshe Rabbeinu, then Yidden would have not just known that the Rabbeinu Shalom was poiled this gewaldige Ness of water coming out of the stone, but they would have actually seen how the Dvar Hashem was poiled in the Sela to be Mishana the Teva, and that would have been that added level of Kiddush Hashem over from Dibur more than from Hakor. By Hakor, they would have had no doubt in their minds that it was a Koyach Eloiki which was poiled in the Sela, but they wouldn't have actually seen it. And we know Ein Odoimer Ria Leshmir. Ria is a higher level of appreciating something than Shmir. So if Moshe Rabbeinu would have been Medaber El HaSela with his Koyach of Shechina Medaberes Mitoich Kroinen, where Klal Yisrael would have actually seen the Dvar Hashem be poiled in the Sela, that Zok the Meshech Chochma would have been that higher level of Kiddush Hashem, which there wouldn't have been Ba'akor. I'd like to be Messiah with a very interesting Samseiker. We would think, and the Pashtus is Azoi, that level of Shechina Medaberes Mitoich Kroinen is only something which we have found in Moshe Rabbeinu. And by Bilom, for Ba'ovim Chad Pami, the situation was Machayev that he should receive that Maila of Shechina Medaberes Mitoich Kroinen with and through the Dovah Befi Bilom. But all of us have no Shaykhs and no Kesher to such a Maila and to such an Anhoga of Shechina Medaberes Mitoich Kroinen. We have given some Gedor, Avshat from Nechsam Sefer, which is not for that Nechsam Sefer was the one who said it. Somebody else would not be able to say such a pshat, or the Chassam Sofer says it, and we can say it over, as I state Mefurish in Chiddush Chassam Sofer. In Parashas Matas state as I, Ze Adovo Asher Tzivo Hashem, this is the thing which Rabbi Nishlam said, Ish ki yidoi neder, a person who makes a neder, he has to make sure to keep his neder, Kechol Hayoitze Mipiv Yaseh, everything which goes out of his mouth, he should come along and do. And the pshat ha-poshut in the posuk is kechol ha-yetze mipiv yaseh, everything which goes out of his mouth. Who is the his mouth? It means the mouth of the neder, the person who said the neder. And the words which came out, which were emitted from his mouth, are powerful, they have to be kept. There's an issa deraisa to be over the neder. Look at some saying from Bezei Aloshen. Nira loima, that the words kechol ha-yetze mipiv, from his mouth, is going back to the beginning of the pasuk. The beginning of the pasuk says, "Zeh hadovah asher tzivo Hashem." This is the word which this is the thing which Hashem commanded. Ish ki yidoy neder has to keep his neder. Kechol hayotze mipiv means kechol hayotze mipiv shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Ki zok tachzam zayfer. When a person has a hisoyrus ruchani, a person has a spiritual hisoyrus, and he's nisoyrus to come along and make a neder. Or say any Dovah Shevekdusha, Davah Vissen, that it's not him speaking. It's the Rabbeinu Shloilam speaking from the Yid Mamish. The Rabbeinu Shloilam alayn, gitim de koyach, un mevi gitim de koyach, zog tachzav zayfa. Mamish bebchilas shchina medaberes mitoich groinoi, a person has to know that any koyach, ruchani, which he uses with the koyach hadibu, which he received from the Rabbeinu Shloilam more than any other parts of the Bria, so say, kechol ha-yitze mipiv, is mipiv shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamil. Look, the Samzayim, ve'af shemotzonu dar gezu rak etzel Moshe Rabbeinu olav ha-sholam, even though we only know about this maila of Shechina medaberes b'derech groina, yesh v'kol Yisrael kol echot lefi madregosoi, every yid, each one lefi his madrega has a nitzut of this Meiler and this Anhoga of Shechina Medaberet Mitoich Groinoi. And then the Samsefer brings the Pasuk, Ki Lo'odom Marchei Leiv, the person has Marchei Leiv, he has the Leiv, the Rotzen, the wish, the Rotzen, the ambition to come along and become close, of the Umei Hashem Ma'an Eloshen. The person has to know that the Ma'an Eloshen is literally Mei Hashem. Nishno the Rabbein Shem gives him the ability, Nishno the Rabbein Shem gives him the koyach, and Ayid kumt and stell sich zu and gets ready to say a Dovah Shebekdusha, to say Mamish Me Hashem Man Eloshem. Proud are we that we are from the nation who at some level can compare ourselves to this Hanhoga that we yashned from unsere Greiser Rebbe who taught us Torah Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaSholem, that we can Mamish become vehicles through which every Yid who sits and learns and davens and his miskarav l'Kodesh Baruch Hu becomes a vehicle through mamish which the Dvar Hashem comes down to this world. Bebchinas shchina medaberes mitoy kroyne v'dehele gechtam zayi v'zov kol echad mishom kol echad l'fi madrigosa.
It's the apologies, no aluchah this week, simply because of Tirdas Hasman. I do apologize. However, I'll give you something. We're on the subject of Avdulah, so I'll give you something to do with Avdulah between one Novi and the other. Incidentally, on the He'ura, which is a Chush of Baldash made, the Sipona says quite a few years before the Chsam Sefer, end the same idea. In other words, Avayiftach Hashem is Pihu Usa, and the Sipona just says, just like it says, Hashem Sefusai Tiptop, Fi Yagi Tiptop. When